This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, look who's popped on. There he is. The man himself. We were just speaking of him. An absolute fighting legend down here in South Florida. Yuli the Monster Diaz joining us here on the program. Yuli, how are you, buddy? How's things?
I'm doing great, man. Life is good. Thank you guys again for the opportunity, man.
What's that? You're always welcome. You're always welcome.
You are my brother. Good to see you.
What's that?
Getting an IV, getting hydrated for this fight.
Yuli, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you just have a send-off farewell fight? So, like, did you hear there was a new sport in fighting, and you're just like, well, I can't retire without that being on the list. Like, why did you decide to come back?
Yeah, so it was a little bit of both of that. I retired from bare knuckle because I took a position with the company. I'm working with BKB. I'm helping behind the scenes with fighter relations, doing a bunch of content with them. And I also got reached out to from Dirty Boxing. And I said, man, you know what? I got to give this a try. It was a great opportunity. Decent paycheck. And I always stay training. I always stay in the best shape I can. I eat good all the time, So I think the opportunity arose and I jumped at it. And I'm excited that it's Dirty Boxing 1. I know they had an event already, but this is their first official event. So I'm going to be one of the pioneers of Dirty Boxing. And, that's great.
You're taking on a guy that you fought already, right? I believe you fought Brian Maxwell already. If those who don't know, Leroy, he's the one who fought Chad Ochocinco on the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather card. That's got to give you a bit of an edge, I would think. You've already got the win over him in a previous sport, or you feel like it's a clean slate?
Well, so I'll tell you what, Brian Maxwell was my first fight on bare knuckle. Now he's going to be my first fight on BKF, in Dirty Boxing. So, I beat him in first round TKO. I'm looking to do the same thing to him on this one as well. It's been 5 years. I know he's gotten better, but I've gotten better as well. I've had a lot of training with a lot of good trainers and a lot of good sparring partners. So he's in for a handful of trouble, man.
Hey, so I want to ask you this. What, going from different promotions, different companies or whatever, how do the rules change from fight to fight, right? From company to company, because bare knuckles has their set of rules. Right. UFC has their set of rules. How is this new promotion? How are the rules a little bit different, and what can we expect when we watch, a fight in Dirty Boxing?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a whole different rule set. This is something new to everybody, where it's boxing with 4-ounce gloves, Dirty Boxing, meaning you can, if you're in the clinch, as long as you got one hand free, you can keep swinging and the referee won't stop it. You can use elbows here. And if the opponent falls to the ground, as long as you're standing, you can ground and pound them. And the opponent on the ground, which I learned last night, he can upkick to the chest. So if you're on the ground and I'm hitting you, you can upkick to the chest. So it's a whole different rule set, something I've never done before, in this fashion. And again, man, I'm excited to be one of the first guys doing this.
Is that the only kicking? So there's no kicking standing up. The only no kicking is to get up.
Yeah, I didn't even know that either.
To get up, to get you off, you know, to get you off of me.
This is insane.
Your head got to be on a swivel. You got to be paying attention at all times.
That's right. That's right.
Because you've literally fought like everything there is to fight, basically. Yep. Is there like how much when you take elements like out of fighting? Like, how much does that free your mind up? Or in a situation like this, like, is there going to be maybe a round where you'll want to feel it out just because, all right, I need to know, like, what I'm allowed to do and things like that? Are you going to watch fights previously? Because you're pretty high on the card here. You know, you're almost one of the main events here. So, like, are you going to watch some of it, see how it's officiated and things like that?
Yeah, I definitely. Even every card I'm on, you know, depending what number I'm on the card, I always go out and watch at least a fight or two. And kind of just get the feel for the venue, feel for the crowd and stuff. As for the rules, it's nothing out of this world. I mean, it's you know, it's all new. It's all new, especially now that it's all put together just under one promotion. But it's nothing I'm not, you know, it's nothing that I'm not already used to. So, you know, I've thrown elbows. I've been in MMA. I've done ground and pound. I've done it all. So I think, you know, I'm coming into this with a good mindset and ready to go.
It's one of the things that's cool about you, man. I remember Leroy and I going to one of our first Hard Rock events and just remembering, like, man, who's this guy who's got, like, the entire crowd going insane? And it was, like, that was kind of our first introduction to you. But, like, you've blown up. You've had world record knockouts now. But you're still getting a chance to fight in South Florida. Like, does that get old for you, getting to fight in front of your community and seeing all the droves of people that kind of come out? Because you've been, like, on this massive social media and people have seen you, the three-second knockout going world famous, or does this still mean something to you?
No, it definitely still means something to me, especially fighting this Saturday. It's in the hangar in Coconut Grove. That's my backyard, literally my backyard. So, you know, I love it. I love fighting at home, man. I love the hometown crowd. You know, and it's always great to put on for my people, and especially now that, you know, I came off a semi-retirement and I'm back to show face here and to do promotion. So I'm excited about it. I know the people are going to come out. I've been getting, you know, tons of people talking to me on social media. So it's going to be great. I hope to see you guys there.
Dude, I'm working it. I'm doing
it. He's working it.
Oh, perfect.
I'm working it, man. I'm excited to call one of your fights. I'm excited about that. It's going to be, I'm sure, an incredible atmosphere, dude. It's going to be fun. So, listen, best of luck this week, man. We're looking forward to it. I'll see you at the weigh-ins and all that this week. But it should be a hell of an event.
Yep.
Listen, thank you guys, man. I truly always appreciate the opportunity. You guys are fucking hometown legends, and sorry for the cussing. You guys are hometown legends, and I appreciate you guys always having me on. And I want to give one shout out real quick to Drip Drop Miami. They're taking care of me, keeping me hydrated for this fight. So thank you guys, and thank you to all my sponsors out there that are always looking out for me. And I'll catch you guys at Dirty Boxing this weekend.
We'll see you there, right, man. Thank you. You're a freaking legend.
Thank
so
you.
We appreciate it. Yuli the Monster Diaz, always great when he gets a chance to join us here on the program. Looking forward to seeing him back in action this weekend. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.